Welcome to Back to Basic Medcast, bringing clinical cases back to medical science.
Greetings and welcome to Basic Medcast. I'm Thong, your host for today. In this episode, I'll be reading a short story which illustrates the importance of basic sciences in a clinical setting. Enjoy! The buzzer sounds as you are broken from your reverie. You are the sole registrar working in the red zone of a rural hospital emergency department. Major cases are infrequent, but sometimes when it rains, it pours. A patient has arrived via ambulance. You rush out and greet the paramedic with an earnest look. What have you got for me today?
This lady attempted suicide. She put a pipe connecting the exhaust to a window.
And what are her saturations?
98%, but we have been manually ventilating her the whole way.
You quickly assess the patient. Her GCS is 3, appears pink, but with minimal spontaneous breaths. You quickly make a provisional diagnosis of carbon monoxide poisoning. Despite her oxygen saturation of 98%, you decide for immediate endotracheal intubation in view of her impaired GCS. Funny that, in carbon monoxide poisoning, the pulse oximeter shows high saturation levels of hemoglobin. You decide to read up on how the pulse oximeter works. The pulse oximeter works on two principles. First, being able to take readings of only the arterial blood, and secondly, being able to calculate the level of oxygenation. How does the pulse oximeter take readings only from the arterial blood? Well, arteries are pulsatile and the light absorbance changes from beat to beat, and the pulse oximeter is programmed to select these changes. Obviously, it will not work if the patient does not have a pulse. Also, in severe tricuspid regurgitation, the venous system acquires a pulse. This confuses the pulse oximeter and it can read the venous blood, resulting in errors. The pulse oximeter also calculates the level of oxygenation. Oxygenated hemoglobin absorbs more infrared light. Deoxygenated blood absorbs more red light. By comparing the ratio of absorbed infrared to red light, the percentage of oxyhemoglobin can be worked out. But why would a patient with severe carbon monoxide poisoning have an artificially high saturation? The pulse oximeter reports the percentage oxygenation as the ratio of oxygenated hemoglobin to total hemoglobin. The total hemoglobin is, of course, assumed to be the oxygenated plus deoxygenated hemoglobin only. Unfortunately, the pulse oximeter ignores non-functioning hemoglobins like methemoglobin and carboxyhemoglobin. Since it presumes the carboxyhemoglobin does not exist, the detected total hemoglobin falls drastically in patients with carbon monoxide poisoning. This results in a falsely high percentage reading for the oxygenated hemoglobin.
Thank you for listening to Back to Basic Medcast. Subscribe to us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from, and we'll see you again in the next episode.